Thank you all. Moving on to item five, public questions. I have three questions arising from members of the public. So there's a limit of 15 minutes for these, and I would request that any questions that have not been asked asked to be subject to a written response, which will also be copied to all the members. So can I call upon Raksha Pandya to ask the question?
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Mr. Mayor. My question is for Leader David Perry. I would like to know, what is the total number of service users who completed the Harrow Council Take Part Voluntary Sector Service User Questionnaire?
Mr. Mayor, with your permission, may I address the question out of respect? Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Raksha, for your question. We received 196 completed service user questionnaires and 89 voluntary sector organisations responded to the consultation. We held drop-in sessions for service users at the following locations: Access Harrow, Flash Musicals, Harrow Citizen Advice Bureau, Mind in Harrow Service Users at the Civic Centre, Harrow Mencap, Byron Rec Neighbourhood Resource Centre, Redford Cafe, Karamea, Harrow Carers, South Harrow Christian Fellowship. In addition, organisations also work with their service users and delivered responses. Harrow CAV and Mind in Harrow both delivered 211 and 50 respectively, in addition to all those stated above.
Thank you. Could I ask a supplementary? Thank you. So your total was 196. Okay, so would you consider that amount to be properly proportionately representative of the service users and the people who use the voluntary sector services? The consultation, as I've said before, was for the voluntary sector services was inaccessible for vulnerable service users. They were not asked which services they would like to prioritise from the voluntary sector and therefore could not make an informed choice. Do you really think that 196 amount of responses is truly representative of the thousands of vulnerable people in Harrow, and would you actually think that that was adequate engagement with the voluntary sector, and how many responses would you consider adequate?
I think just in response to that, I think throughout the Take Part consultation, we had thousands of other residents that responded to the consultation, and you know, it was overwhelming response.
Talking about the voluntary sector consultation.
I know, and as you're very much aware, we're discussing and debating tonight around the funding of the voluntary sector and how much that may or may not be reduced. But what will be coming forward in next month's cabinet papers is a voluntary sector strategy and how, if decisions are taken tonight, how that may impact. But what I think is important is, before any decisions are taken, not just at this forum or at cabinet, that full equality impact assessments are taken account of, and the necessary mitigating factors, if funding reductions are taken by this council, are put in place in order to support service users and the voluntary sector. And I don't need to go on about the funding situation that we find ourselves in, but this council, regardless of that funding situation, is committed to not only your organisations, but other organisations within the voluntary sector, long-term prosperity, as much as we can afford to do so, given the climate and information before us.
Mr. Mayor, this would have actually been a helpful answer, given the fact we're debating this tonight. So could perhaps the Leader of the Council actually answer Ms. Pandya properly with the facts that she asked?
Can I ask the next question, Ms. Farah Sadiq? Thank you.
My question is for Councillor Sue Anderson. If Bob Lawrence Library were to be converted to a community asset, what level of support would the Council provide in terms of funding, volunteer support, and areas beyond the basic to support this venture, given the high rate of deprivation in the immediate vicinity?
Stu?
Much try using Flint, although last time I tried this, I looked a bit last time I tried this, I looked really ridiculous, but anyway, I'll try to do it this time. But thank you for your question, Farah. Yes. Obviously, we are having to make significant savings right across the council because of the reduction in the funding from central government. And obviously, one of these services we are having to make savings in is the library services. If the budget is passed tonight, then that will actually have the figures in there. However, we are bringing a library strategy to Cabinet in March, and that library strategy will actually have the full details of how we see it all going ahead. We have obviously received the proposed community management for Bob Lawrence Library, and obviously what has come forward after that will be taken into account as part of the strategy we are drafting.
Thank you. May I ask my supplementary question, please? When I go to the library, I notice that the DVDs are not updated, computer terminals and kiosks are often broken down, and the maintenance turnaround time isn't optimal. A large book fund is put aside for, you know, as part of the running costs of the library, but I don't see that reflected in terms of new books. If the Bob Lawrence campaign team is to work with the council, and it's the library and its library management partners to maintain as a community asset, what does the council have in place outside of internal auditors to ensure that there is minimal cost inefficiencies and that we are indeed receiving value for money given the, you know, tightness of the budget that we're working within?
Thank you. Obviously, internal audit do actually look at many different areas of the council when it appears there may be issues. However, the Carillion contract, which is what you're referring to, is obviously monitored to make sure that they are actually providing the service for our residents that we want them to. And where you come across issues like that, it's important to bring them to the attention of the Library Services Manager. In fact, we are having two scrutiny meetings very shortly, one next Wednesday, because Ealing and Harrow are in partnership with the Carillion Library Service. So there will be a scrutiny challenge panel in Ealing next week, at which we will be scrutinising the whole library contract and other issues around the library. And there will be a further scrutiny meeting the week, it's Monday. Thank you, Jerry. I'm trying to have it on my calendar in my head. But there's a further scrutiny meeting in Harrow the following Monday, at which again the library contracts and the performance of the library service will be scrutinised. And those meetings will obviously be looking to get any of those kind of issues that are being considered. Thank you.
Question 3, Ramona Agoto.
My question is, these libraries play a vital role for some of our vulnerable members in our community. What are the council's plans to plug the gap for those who use the service, in particular the North Harrow Library?
Sue, you to answer that question.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm taking the place of Keith Ferry, who, because obviously this is clearly a question really more appropriate to me rather than to Councillor Ferry, who's answered. Regeneration Supremo. So, yeah, I quite agree about libraries. Libraries are a really important service. And it's really sad, which I'm just saying, that we are having to look at changing the service because of the lack of funding we're getting from the central government. And obviously, I'm sorry that my answer was interrupted by my colleagues over there. So, obviously, we will be looking at mitigating factors when we decide on what the library strategy is going to be. The library strategy will be going to Cabinet in March, and that will include what we have decided, looking at the results of the consultation, looking at the funding, and we will also be looking at, as you say, mitigating factors to make sure that the services that people rely on from libraries can be maintained as best as possible.
You have a supplementary? Thank you. Moving on to item